So today, we've been away from each other for a good few weeks, actually, because of our retreat and stuff going on. So I thought we'd bring it back to basics a little and just look at the subject of stillness. And the more I thought about this particular subject, the more I saw a crossover with the Tai Chi. So those of you that have done Tai Chi or do Tai Chi with me, you'll hear some of the words that I use in Tai Chi coming out, because the two are—they are intimately connected, actually. Now, the reason for talking about stillness is because I believe with meditation, actually, and mindfulness practice, it's establishing a sense of stillness that gives us a chance and an opportunity to observe. Without that chance, we're not going to get anywhere in our meditation or our mindfulness practice. So, when the mind is disturbed, you know, it's like choppy waters, really. We can't actually observe what's going on because it's too noisy. We need a sense of calmness. If you're new to meditation, one of the key things to get your mind around is actually almost stepping outside of your mind and seeing what the mind is doing, what's going on, being the observer. And of course, if the mind is disturbed and noisy, it tends to draw you back in. So we need to give ourselves the opportunity, the chance. And you can view each meditation session almost like a mini retreat. If anybody's been on retreat, is a great opportunity to make progress in your practice. And it's good to give yourself that opportunity because the environment's right. So therefore, in our meditation, we need to create the right environment to observe and to kind of listen. It is challenging, and we'll talk about the nature of stillness in a minute, but it's challenging to achieve it these days because, you know, our modern world kind of, it seems to encourage us to take on more activity, to do more stuff. It's a very noisy time we're living in, really, and we're constantly bombarded. So I do encourage you in your practice to think about and explore stillness. What pulls you away from stillness as well, to actually explore that too and see the two sides to it. Clearly, we need to do our jobs, we need to look after the people around us, and we need to undertake our daily chores, so we can't be still all the time. But what do we actually mean by stillness here? Because what is moving and what is still? This bowl of mints is pretty still. They're not moving, they're still. But that's not the stillness we're talking about here. And this is where there's a lovely kind of analogy with Tai Chi, because in Tai Chi, we study the dichotomy of stillness in action, action in stillness. And actually, we discover through that practice how each tiny move is created out of seven or eight different key principles, and these are all driven by mind, actually. They don't come from anywhere else, they're driven by mind. So, and they're all going on continuously through the flow of the form. If we didn't have a sense of stillness about us, we wouldn't actually be able to feel and understand the beauty of these principles. We wouldn't be able to get to grips with them. Hi, Elizabeth. Come in. Yeah, come and join us. So, stillness. We can look at it and appreciate it by drawing parallels with the nature of other things. For example, silence. Actually, silence and stillness have got a great deal in common. And then we need to think about the nature of stillness and therefore the nature of silence we're talking about here. Because just like stillness, we're not talking about zero movement. Silence, we're not talking about no sound. Which sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? But to try and illustrate what I mean here, just think about taking a walk into a deep forest. And you're deep in that forest and you get that lovely, silky, hushed silence. Now, if you hear a bird song suddenly kick in that forest, suddenly that silence seems to deepen. What is that about? You know, the addition of a sound actually creates a deeper feeling of silence. And it's the same with stillness and movement. Actually, it's the right type of movement that creates a deeper stillness, which we have to kind of find and learn and understand. And it's this we're investigating when we look at stillness in meditation. Because actually, in meditation, the mind doesn't switch off. And it's a jolly good thing it doesn't. I think we'd probably die if our mind switched off. So there is still movement going on. There's thoughts, there's emotions. And of course, as we know, as we practice our meditation, it's this we get in touch with, actually. It's this that teaches us a great deal about our lives and what's going on and the way we respond to the world around us. So we don't want our mind to be totally still. And as any meditation master will tell you, if you go searching and pushing your thoughts so that they disappear, actually you'll fall at the first fence. What we've got to have is a degree of acceptance that the thoughts are there and just let them float. So the other illustration of stillness that I caught was on retreat, actually, when we were up in Scotland. As you approach the island, the centre has five stupas in front of it. These are sort of Buddhist structures. They look like upturned ice cream cones, if you like, but a bit more ornate. This island up in Scotland, where we practice the retreat, these stupas have got a flag on the top with Tibetan script on each flag and the different colours. A bit like the wind horses we've got here, only much, much bigger. And these flags just gently move in the breeze. If you took those flags away, you would not get such a sense of stillness from the island. But these flags gently waving in the breeze, they just create this beautiful sense of stillness that's there. And it got me thinking about that island because actually, even when the island is being hit by Scottish weather, which happens quite regularly, there's still a sense of stillness about it. And these flags actually are actually vital to that feeling and that picture. It's really quite beautiful to get that sense of what we're looking for. So even in our minds, actually, it doesn't matter how busy the mind is getting. What we've got to do is look underneath that and see the nature of stillness in the mind. And as my wise old dad said once, on a very rainy day, it's dry between the raindrops. And of course, our mind is the same. Our mind is still between the thoughts. So that's what we've got to kind of get in touch with in our meditation. And of course, in Tai Chi, going back to that analogy, finding stillness in action and action in stillness, as you progress through the art, you start to move faster and you take the pace up. But it doesn't matter how fast you're going, you've still got to find that nature of stillness in the movement. And then you're really starting to progress in the art. That's what it's about. Okay. So we're going to use the breath, the mindfulness of breathing, just to investigate this today. We're going to have a nice long meditation, about 40 minutes. I'll take you through the body scan. And then we're going to bring the mind to where we can most feel the breath. And we're going to use that magic word still. So as we gently breathe on each out-breath, I just want you to hear the word still echo in the mind and settle in the body. Now, as you let go of the breath, just feel yourself becoming slightly stiller, slightly more settled each time. A real feeling of gently letting go, focusing on the breath, still let go. Yeah. So we'll use the word for a while, and then we'll just gently let go of the word, and we'll just focus on the breath. In traditional mindfulness of breathing practice, we bring the awareness to the tip of the nose, just below the nose, actually, the Anapana spot. Let's not worry too much about that today. Find the most obvious place for you where you can really tune into the breath and just settle there and just work with it. Okay. Do retain in the background a sense of your body. So when we go through the body scan, at the end of the body scan, we bring all the sensations we felt together, and for a short while we sit aware of all these perceptions, all these different sensations we felt. So while you're doing the mindfulness of breathing, just retain a sense of the body, and you'll feel movement in it. You know, we have little tiny micro movements going off all the time. So just notice those and let the breath and that settled feeling gradually settle you down and down more and more. Just working on that. I often think of meditation, it's like training a horse. If you train a horse, if you try and stick it in a box, it's going to kick out big time. It's not going to be happy. It's the same with our mind. If we try and stick our mind in a box and constrain it from thinking, it kicks out and doesn't work. So you have to give the horse a nice big space to trot around in, a field. And actually our field here is the sensations of our body. Mindful sensations of what's going on there. It lets our horse run a little. But you can't just let the horse run around the field. That's not going to train it. So you attach a tether, a long rope, and then you get it under control, trotting around the field, and gradually you bring it under control. And in our case here, the breath is our tether. That's what we use to bring our horse under control. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Okay, so relaxing down. Just gently close your eyes and tune into the space around you. Relaxing into your posture. Just experiment a little. Nice, relaxed, seated posture, but with a sense of strength and intent in the spine. We'll start with our little mantra. Those of you that know it, feel free to join in. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Nama, Hum. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and settle in. We'll start with our body scan. Take your minds down into your feet. Feel everything. Sensations inside the feet, and the bones and the muscles and the sinews, and on the surface. Gently tuning into the sensations, letting go of everything else. Work across the soles of the feet. Up over the heels. And even now, as you gently flow through the body, starting to appreciate a sense of stillness and movement. Just see what you find. Working up through the ankle bones, feeling as much as you can. And gently up through the shins and the calf muscles. Tuning into tension and letting it go. Any aches and pains, take an interest. Investigate tension around them, ease it out, breathe into it. Working up along the thighs and the hamstrings, gently appreciating the contact of the clothing, perhaps your hands resting on them. And then working up into the sitting bones, sinking into the seat. With each out breath, feel yourself settle a little bit more, feeling the earth support you, nice and safe. And as you sink and settle, allow the head to float up a little and feel a sense of strength and purpose come into the posture. A freshness comes into the mind. Establish a sense of intent to stay with the practice. take your awareness into the stomach and heart area. Here we find our emotions, not the thoughts behind them, but the raw emotion itself. What's going on? How do you feel? Not why do you feel, but how? And the awareness comes up to the shoulders. Let go of tension. Relax it out. And allow the awareness to slip down the upper arms, over the elbows, down the forearms, and into the hands and the fingers. Here, the hands resting in the lap, still, but with thousands of sensations in them, firing off all the time. What's going on in the palm of your hand? Across the back? In the fingertips? Come back up to the head and gently explore the surface of the scalp. Temperature, tingling sensations. What can you feel? And we come into the face. Here we feel the outward expression of our compassion. Feel soft compassion behind the eyes, which eases out the muscles around them. Softens the frown. Gentle smile on the lips. Bring all of these sensations in the body together, plus your emotions, sitting in this space with friends, nice and safe, nice and still. This is our life in this moment, right now. We celebrate each precious moment with the breath. Tune into the breath wherever you most feel it. Let the mind rest there. Just feeling the sensation of the breath. And as you gently breathe on each out-breath, hear the word still echo in the mind and settle in the body. Just the breath. Still. We notice the playful pull of the mind as it tries to pull us away with thoughts. We gently bring the mind back to the breath, still. Letting go a little more with each out-breath. Still. Letting go into the breath. Still. and gently let go of the word, settling the mind on the breath, noticing the stillness in the breath despite the movement. Not doing anything, not being anything, just sit with the breath, settle into stillness. Gently letting movement in the body, the mind, and the heart become settled and still, like a pond in the moonlight. Just the breath. sitting with the strength and stillness of a mountain. If a mountain had a mind, what would the nature of that mind be like? Gently relaxing your concentration, becoming aware of your body again, sitting in this space with friends. Just take a moment to get in touch with this feeling of tranquility and peace, and offer yourself a silent resolution to take this out into your day. Find the stillness in a busy world. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring your meditation to an end.